mercifully, the market took care of that. And what's been particularly good is that there's been no rationale as to why company share price declined, which is to say good companies have had share price declines often greater than poor companies. It's those valuation discrepancies. It's the ability to differentiate between price and value, not pay slavish attention to price. That's where money's made. Money's made on the delta between price and value.
Rick Rule, 2026 Rule Symposium. How are things going so far? Just getting into it.
Day one, so far so good. It's going to be a good symposium. As you know, the 4 days of the symposium are the tip of the iceberg. We run this symposium really for 12 months. We ask people who attend the symposium, either live or live stream, to pay attention to the free lessons at the Rule classrooms so that you learn how to learn. Before the conference, for the 6 months before the conference, we interview every single exhibitor and every single speaker at the conference. That allows the attendees who are willing to work hard to come to the conference better able to allocate their time and resources. And then after the conference, we have post-conference interviews. So the idea that the conference really takes place over four days is a misstatement of fact. The conference takes place over 12 months, but the focus is the 4 days that we're about to embark on.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually, the focus is actually, the timing's really good. And I mean that, I've had you on so many times throughout the years, but recently in January, I was getting very nervous because the market specifically in gold and silver was getting so stretched and it actually went parabolic with a lot of these stocks and companies that we actually have here. We had this correction and you're very known for loving hate.
Right.
And pain, and we both talked about it. I want to say I lightened up about 30%, maybe a little bit more, and I myself started buying some of the names here, as a matter of fact. But what's your position? Do we have any more hate now, pain? Yeah, talk about that.
Sadly, no. As you know, I love hate. That sounds perverse. But when people express hate, particularly online, they've already acted with regards to their portfolio. So when you see a lot of hate, when you see a lot of vituperative response on the internet, you know those people have already sold. The sellers are worn out. So I love that. There's not enough hate in the sector. There are, however, discrepancies in valuation. I had a fear myself. You'll recall last October, I sold 25% of my junior mining stocks. And then in January of this year, I sold 80% of my physical silver. It would have been an interesting proposition for me, had the market continued that hot, to stand on my podium here and say I have 70 great companies and they're all overpriced. Mercifully, the market took care of that. And what's been particularly good is that there's been no rationale as to why company share price declined, which is to say good companies have had share price declines often greater than poor companies. It's those valuation discrepancies. It's the ability to differentiate between price and value, not pay slavish attention to price. That's where money's made. Money's made on the delta between price and value.
Right. So work that out a little bit more for me, even so. So it's easier to place a valuation on a producer or a developer, even because then you know what they have in the ground. Work that out for me. Is it more attractive for producers here? Is it more attractive for developers in regards to valuations? And then you got the explorers, and then it's like, how do you even evaluate them?
Understand that the problems with regards to valuation occur across the spectrum.
Yeah.
If it's more difficult for you to value explorers, it's more difficult for your competitors to evaluate explorers. You don't have to get it right because you never will.
Right.
You just have to get it more right than the other guy.
Yeah.
An old, fat, bald 73-year-old, me.
You look great, by the way.
Can win the 100-yard dash if he's the only guy shows up to run. So the truth is that you have competitive advantage over your competitors in more difficult topics if you take them up, because your competitors won't ever start. Most investors, if you ask them to give you a valuation methodology around explorers, say it's impossible. if they believe it's impossible for them, but it isn't impossible. So the truth is really, how hard are you willing to work?
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't willing to work very hard, confine yourself to Franco. Confine yourself to Wheaton. Confine yourself to Agnico Eagle. The biggest and the best, mm-hmm. where your valuation charges, challenges are lower. If you're willing to work hard, you have competitive advantages coming way, way, way down the value chain. You've met my wife.
Yes.
When I make fun of speculators, my wife always laughs and says, now understand that all of the money that Rick now invests carefully, he made by speculating wildly. This conference is more about the smaller companies. It's more about real valuation challenges. But that doesn't mean that that's where an investor should be. An investor needs to figure out what they're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
And calibrate their effort accordingly.
Yes. No, well said, and that's really different from each individual investor, cool. And that's what each individual investor has to ask themselves. Let's wrap up here, just the second half of the year. Do you have any expectations? Again, what's going to happen in the second half of the year, and what's interesting and what you're looking for specifically in this space?
I think in the very near term, things are going to get cheaper. I think that for two reasons. I think that there's less political pressure to lower interest rates. If interest rates were left to their own devices, they'd go higher.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's less pressure on Wharf to lower interest rates. Higher nominal interest rates means a higher US dollar, and that means lower prices for things denominated in dollars. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. The second thing, and I'm making this next part up.
Yeah.
I believe that there is still a hangover in the economy as a consequence of the Gulf conflict, assuming that the Gulf conflict is actually over. High oil prices work as a tax, and taxes, all taxes are bad. Liquidity was drained out of the economy, and I think that the economy is weaker on a global basis than people think it is. A weaker economy means less demand. And so commodities that are supply constrained, I think will be weaker for the balance of the year than other people think. That to me is an opportunity, because I believe that ultimately the political pressure will force U.S. interest rates down, which will lead to a rebound in precious metals and commodity prices. And I also believe, as we've talked about on your show in the past, the two or three decades of underinvestment in extractive industries means that we're going to have supply shortages. So I guess what I'm saying is that we have a 3, 4, 5, 6 month sale. For people who are adverse to sales, sit it out. If people want to pay too much, wait 7, 8, 9 months, buy it from me. You know, that's all good.
Yeah. And many of these companies that we have here, those are the companies that investors should be evaluating, these types of companies up and down the chain from producers, developers, to exploration companies.
Sure. We try to have something for everybody. The focus of this conference is more for speculators who are willing to work hard. But we also have the Wheaton Precious and the Agnico Eagles here for people who don't want to do any work at all, yeah. People who just want to buy beta. That's here. And it's important. It really, truly is important that people analyze themselves before they analyze the company. If you don't want to work, you don't have to.
Well
buy
said.
The beta and relax.
Yep. Well said. All right. Well, if those of our listeners and viewers that are not here, if they want to do business with you, if they want more of Rick, do they go about doing that?
The easiest way is to go to one of my websites, Rule Investment Media, and I make it worth their while. If you go to Rule Investment Media and list your natural resource stocks, I will for free evaluate those stocks. I'll rank them 1 to 10. I'll also comment on issues if I think my comments might have value. Separate and apart from that, a different website, Rule Classroom, has well over 300 hours of instructional material on how to invest, how to speculate, how to educate yourself, and that also is totally free. Those are good prices, free and free. Rule Investment Media, Rule Classroom.
We'll put all of that in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Rick, it's always great to see you. You've done a lot for me, and I'm always grateful. I'll be forever grateful for that. I just want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the ability to address your audience. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.